Welcome to the Wealth Done Differently Retirement Podcast. Danielle Howard, a certified financial planner, shares insight into the financial tools, techniques, and temperaments needed to make the most of your retirement dollars and relationships. Danielle bridges the gap between Wall Street and Main Street, bringing complex financial topics down to earth. Danielle will educate and inspire you as you define and refine your version of prosperity.
Hello and welcome to Wealth Done Differently Retirement with Danielle Howard, a certified financial planner. Today we're going to be talking about communication, and I'm excited to get into this. Danielle and I always have great communication. Good morning, Danielle. How are you?
Good morning, Eric. Yes, we do talk about money.
Yeah, exactly. Now, money talks, and we've all heard that saying, and we can talk about money for sure. Where are we starting today with this conversation?
Eric, did you know the divorce rate for adults over 50 has roughly doubled in the past 25 years?
For adults over 50, and that's, I didn't know that, and that's terrible because you would think that people that are over 50 would have been married for quite some time, and hopefully relationships would get stronger at that point.
You know, I think there's a lot of reasonings for this. There's a lot of research out there, and they're showing a lot of thoughts around it, but I do know that money is an issue. It is always an issue, whether you're newly married, starting out your family, or heading into the fall season of life, rewirement, refirement, reaspirement. And I think that the financial aspects of it, when you're looking at a 30-year shift in, you know, living life together of, you know, maybe you're leaving a career where you've been going to a job from 8 until 5 every day, and all of a sudden you're at home. So we know that there's a lot of reasons for this. There's a lot of adjustments in this transition. And the financial context of it is it's profound when you look at splitting up, and it's never good for either one of the partners. And I truly feel it is worth the time investment. It is worth the conversation. It is worth trying to work things out if at all possible.
Yeah. At any point, at any time, there should be conversations about that for sure, because we all hit rough patches. I mean, this year, my wife and I'll be celebrating 25 years of marriage, and it hasn't been golden perfect for 25 of those years. You know, there've been some rough patches. We've had kids, we've had job losses, we've had job changes, state changes. I mean, just the list goes on and on. We talked a lot about that in our last podcast with your guest, Evan, that there's clutter in our lives, and there's emotional clutter as well, not just physical or financial clutter. There's emotional clutter that can get in the way sometimes. And I think it's so important to have that open communication.
I think when we're looking at between 2,500 to 3,000 financial transactions per year, you know, and many of them are rote. We don't even think about it. They're set up on ACHs. They're automatic. You know, again, that clutter keep us from really accomplishing what is truly important in our life, especially as we move into your fall season. So today, you know, we want to take a look at, I've got the Roaring Fork River flowing outside my window here. Mm-hmm. And yeah, a few days ago, we had an ice dam break.
Oh,
and it was the craziest thing. Just all of a sudden, you just heard this raging water coming out my back window. And I looked out and all these logs are floating by and these ice. It was beautiful, but it was scary. It was flood. And I think the same with money is it can be kind of frozen up over time, or it can let loose, and we go through different seasons with money flowing through our life. We could look at, you know, what lies upstream with talking and communicating with our aging parents, or what's downstream talking to our adult children. And today I want to focus on what's midstream. How do we communicate with our significant others and our spouses as we contend with these life transitions that we are experiencing in the fall financial season of our lives?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So where do we want to start with that?
Well, I think, you know, what we want to wade into is the, you know, the communication that goes into this new season. And to look at how maybe it is different from what it was as we're in the, you know, the accumulation phase of life. You know, we may have had a lot of conversations earlier in our life about, you know, how much insurance do we need because we've got young children mm-hmm. at home, or how much should we be putting away for, quote unquote, that retirement season, or what should our budget be with a young family, and how much do we spend on the kids versus, you know, vacations and all of that. All of that changes as we move into the fall season of life. And I think the goal of all of this is that we want to have thoughtful, meaningful, and intentional dialogue.
Danielle, that's a great concept and a great idea, but that doesn't always happen in an easy way, especially when emotion is involved. When you talk about having this meaningful conversation, how do you even begin that? Where do you start with that?
I think, first of all, we have to look at the context of the four different areas of our financial life.
Okay.
And when we can say, well, there really are four areas of our financial life, it might be a little easier to create conversation points around them. We've talked about what changes in your financial life as you look towards refirement, is how money comes into your life. Mm-hmm. That's going to change. And there's a lot of conversation that needs to happen around that. Next, we want to look at how we share, you know, how we share maybe our time, our talent, our treasure, and how do we do that with others in a way that we maintain that sustainability in our own lives and prepare properly. How money comes in, how we share it. The next area would be how we grow and protect what we have. This will change in your fall season of life. Some people may say, I don't need to grow it. Other people may say, I don't want to protect it. But I would say the majority of people need to wrap their heads, hearts, and minds and have conversations around what that looks like, why you want to grow and protect what you have. Mm-hmm. And here's a big one. How do we decide what to spend our money on? So creating that intentional spending plan, that joyful intention around spending decisions in your fall season of life. Again, it's going to be very different. I know when we had four kids at home, many of our financial disagreements and challenges mm-hmm. came around. How much do we do for the kids? We had a blended family, which made it even more challenging. But how do we make these decisions about what we do as a family, or how much is enough for the entertainment or the what they're doing in school activities? And that all changes into more conversations around what do we do as far as travel, or what are we needing with healthcare or Medicare supplements, or how do we decide, you know, how much do we want to be spending on a mortgage or rent? All of those spending decisions really change as you move into that fall season of your life.
Yeah, I mean, just thinking through some of these, you brought up four that I wrote down. How money comes into your life, that's its own subject, but I really think those last three tie in together so much. I mean, they're kind of tied together very tightly. How do we share what we have with others? How do we grow and protect what we have? And how do we decide what to spend our money on? And you said, you know, you had your four kids in your home. It's also when your kids are out of the home, right? I mean, my youngest just moved out last year, and I still have to, as a father, and she's my daughter. And so that's a whole different dynamic there, but I have to think about, okay, what can I do to help her, but not just enable her?
Exactly.
How can I help her to budget correctly without saying, okay, well, here, let me give you a couple hundred bucks to help you with that bill or that bill, because does that teach her the lesson she needs to know? And going back to your example, you have four kids at home. You could have two kids that are incredibly into education and love to study and learn and great at homework, and two kids that are into every sport. And so there's a ton of money going out for all the sporting equipment and all the activities. Whereas the other ones, maybe they're not as active outside the home. So there's not going to be a whole lot of cost to that for those two children specifically, and maybe they would look at it as unfair. Then you're in the middle of an emotional thing with kids and, oh my goodness, there's so many things. So how do you know, what ideas do you have, or what examples do you have for conversation starters that can make this a little easier for us?
Well, I think you touched on a very important point. So I'm going to just circle back around to that, is the communication with adult children and to be on the same playing field with your significant other or spouse when it comes to that. I work with a lot of clients, and in having conversations, and even in some of what Mark and I have had to do with our adult children, it's like, how long do we pay the cell phone bills? You know,
that's right.
How long can they, you know, can they move back into the house? What are the financial implications of that? You know, so I think those conversations with adult children need to be had, and touch exactly on what you were saying of how do we help them without enabling them? How do we, you know, communicate? And that we can have a whole nother podcast on,
absolutely,
on that one. But for you and your spouse to be on the same page and in agreement with this, and sometimes that just takes some time. But in order to get on the same page, I think the first thing is, you know, for many people who've been in a long-term relationship, like you, you know, you guys have been together for 25 years, Mark and I've been together for 27, you know, we pretty much know each other. And I think we also have gotten to the point where we know ourselves. But I think it's time to, as we move into the fall season of life, to maybe revisit that and to look at our mindsets. Shakespeare said, "To thyself be true." So to know yourself, and this may be looking at how did your parents retire? It looks very different from, you know, 20 years ago when there were pensions, and maybe you had a parent that had worked for the same company for a really long time and they had access to a pension, and, you know, they were set for their life between Social Security and a pension. You really didn't need to have outside investments. That's all changed. But to share your money stories about what family members went through in their lives around that season of life. Mark and myself, his parents passed away pretty early. His mom was 57 and his dad was 66. And so he didn't see them go through that retirement season. And that's been very different from my parents. My dad is now 85. My mom is turning 80 in a couple weeks. And they have had a very, very, very different retirement life than what his parents experienced. So, you know, it's important to talk about this because we get mindsets around how that impacts our decisions. For Mark, he, you know, wants to, when you have family members that passed away early, it's more about live now. Live in the moment.
True.
Let's just do it now. And I'm going, oh my goodness, you know, my parents are still around and I've got this long life ahead of me, and we need to temper things and we need to make sure we've got that savings. And I think having these conversations in a non-judgmental manner, you know, tell me your story. So what I hear from you saying about this is, and, you know, again, I eat, breathe, do with this stuff every day. So it's easy for me and, you know, to start a topic of conversation at a dinner party with either family members or close friends around this. But I would say it's for most people, this is foreign territory. And to come about it from a, you know, let's talk about this over a glass of wine and be non-judgmental and just get the emotions out on the table. So what I hear in you say is you want to go on this big vacation now because you didn't see your parents experiencing that. And so living in the moment is a little bit more important to you. And we can, you know, play out the, you know, ramifications or look at what might be the best for our situation when you can share the money stories in a non-judgmental and be inquisitive and curious. So tell me more and just bring everything out into the open and onto the table.
Yeah, absolutely. And Danielle, you've said this many, many times before, and it rings so true in this situation. You have to be intentional, meaning you have to if this is something that you feel that you need to talk about, I'm pretty sure your spouse is probably on the same page. They probably need to talk about it too. You've got to schedule that time to actually sit down and do it, or else life gets in the way. And all of a sudden we're this 2020, hey, welcome to the new year.
Exactly.
And we still haven't talked about it, you know, and an entire year has passed. So I think that that's really important. I've heard you say it time and time again, and I would assume that's one of the biggest pieces of this puzzle.
Yeah. Creating that time, whether it's a money date for you to just say, let's get away from the house. Let's go on a walk. Let's get out and let's dream about our future. What are we rewiring for or re-aspiring to? And I know for many people, when I sit down and work with a couple, many people have not talked about this, and it can be kind of scary because our media, our world comes at us and has told us it's all supposed to be bunnies and kitties and wonderful living life, sailing off into the sunset mm-hmm. with a cocktail in hand, dressed in white linen. But in reality, our future holds a lot of uncertainty, not only about the good stuff, but maybe some of the challenging things about long-term care, about our future health. And that we will be better prepared if we, you know, we dream about the future, but we also take the realities of, you know, aging. It might be pushed out, you know, 70 is the new 50, and great, I'm all about that, but it's still, yeah. We are aging. Mm-hmm. And if we can, let's dream about the future, but also realistically look at what maybe some of the challenges are.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's you've got to look at the challenges, or else you're just being blind to what could possibly hinder you.
Right. And I think, you know, many times people, you know, I find in working with my couples that he has his idea of what retirement looks like and she has her idea. And again, many times it is precipitated on what they've heard on TV or what they think they're mm-hmm. supposed to do or what they should do. And I will have people peel that apart, you know, tell me more. Oh, she wants to go back to school. She's been the stay-at-home mom. She now wants to move into a, you know, career or start a business where he's been working and he's ready to, you know, go play golf hardcore for a year. Let's put that all out on the table and let's find that common ground based on your shared values.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Danielle, it's so funny that you bring that up because I'm finding myself in that situation right now. For the longest time, my wife and I were on the same page about what retirement would look like, where we would possibly want to be. We both thought about being near water. I'm completely drawn to water. I want to be near the ocean, or I want to be near at least a very large, beautiful lake or large river. I just feel like my soul is connected to it. And that was always on the table for retirement. And then we had grandkids. And now my retirement is tied to a location of where the grandchildren will be, because that's what my wife wants. And, you know, and I'm okay with that. Even if it's going to be here in flatland Nebraska with zero water around me, I'm not going to break her heart, right? By saying, hey, we need to, you know, move to South Carolina, which is one of my goals. Maybe it's going to be a vacation home in South Carolina now instead of a full move. But we were on the same page for many, many years. And then we had grandkids. And now I know that, no, we'll be close to them no matter where they go. So I'm really trying to encourage them to move to South Carolina. That's my plan, right? If I can get them to go, we'll go. But anyway, no, it brings it right to the forefront, because like you said, you've been married to somebody for a long time and he has an idea and she has an idea. And where do you meet in the middle kind of thing? So it's always interesting. Things change.
It's an exchange, but I truly believe that if you peel it back and you look at how can we create this next season of our life based on some shared values and what's really, really important, and then put some of the other pieces, you know, you say that the water speaks to your soul. And I think that is, you know, how do you honor that too? Mm-hmm. And again, whether it is a vacation home or you guys just talk and discern, all right, well, for 1 month a year, we're going to do a, you know, a home exchange to where, you know, maybe maybe we can have the grandkids down with us and be walking on the beach. But the main thing is you're talking about it. Mm-hmm. You're recognizing that the values have changed a little bit and there's some that have stayed the same. And how do you... that give and take, how do you do that? And then what are the financial implications of that? That's where we have to, mm-hmm. discuss the numbers, reconnect with everything you have and how it is or possibly no longer working for you. And I always give a variety of examples, whether it's your home, the equity you've built in that home, the amount of home you have, the maintenance that you're doing on that home, or whether it's the financial products that you purchased over time. And 30 years later, you're going, and what did we have? And where is it? And we've got various retirement accounts sitting in individual IRAs or SEP IRAs or simples or 401ks. And what needs to happen with all this? So to sit down and really put everything out on the table where it comes to the numbers and understanding how this shift from the accumulation phase to the distribution phase needs to be talked about.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Again, that's great. And we have covered really making the time to discuss everything. Now that we're discussing, how do we create that plan? What's your best advice for that?
I think people need to decide if they want to do this on their own or if they need somebody to be their advocate. Money is tough to discuss. Mm-hmm. It's tough to talk about. And in what I do with the financial life planning is I have the tools and the techniques to really guide people through this process, whether it's the numbers crunching or educating you as to all the financial tools that you have and how to use them to head in the direction of your dreams, or if it's walking alongside people to look at the difference between a budget, that guilts you into where you're spending or not mm-hmm. spending your money, and creating a spending plan that is empowering and very intentional. I like to think of that, the same idea of I'm on a diet or I'm choosing to eat in a healthy way and to live a healthy healthy physical life. So get your team together, decide on whether you want to do this yourself. And I know for a lot of people out there, you've worked hard over your life and maybe you have accumulated some assets. And I know that as I've worked hard, the benefit of that is our financial life has bloomed and we have a lot more resources and financial pieces than we did when we early on in our life. And the economic season has changed, the tax season has changed, and it's complicated. Mm-hmm. So why not bring the professionals on board? I guarantee it is worth the, it doesn't need to be me, but find the person out there that will guide you in putting together a plan. Now, we only know a plan is as good as the day it is delivered and put on the table in front of you, because it's all about strategic changes that happen and dealing with those life transitions. But I think that initial idea of gathering all the bits and parts and putting it all on the table and understanding what's important to you and getting some guidance in how to have these conversations. And, a lot of it is somewhat counseling or therapist or listening to my clients when they come in, instead of me just saying, okay, this is where you need to go.
Yeah. No, you said it best, because I think about the discussions my wife and I have had, and every husband and wife, has these types of discussions. You take the time, you make the date, you sit down and you discuss kind of what you're thinking out loud. And there's always a part of us that says, okay, I've said it, she heard it, so now she agrees with me. And that's a lie I tell myself too many times. And I know that my wife has said the same thing. Okay, he heard me, so now he knows what the plan is. No.
We all do it.
Exactly. We all do it. So there's a part of it that says, yes, great job having that discussion. But just like you said, now it's time to make that plan. And that may be the perfect time to bring in that third party so that you can then put that plan down on paper. And then when something's written out and you have a question, wait a second, that's not what I said, honey. We didn't talk about how we were going to implement this. Oh, but yes, we did, because I said it this way. That third party, right? You said therapist. I'm not going to label you a therapist, but doggone it, you're close. You can then interject and say, okay, so how do we make this part of the plan where it fits both people's wants, desires, needs, whatever that is? I think it's always a good idea to have a third person or a witness there for what happens.
Well, and this is a new phase of life. You know, yeah. I remember back when, you know, we were, again, second marriage, this was new terrain for us and we had to get help. We had to get support. We had to listen to people who had been through it and were in the midst of it and know that we were not alone and thinking we were crazy or whether it's what, you know, new kids. And so understanding that we're in the process of completely rewriting what this new season of life is about. This is new terrain. Never has life expectancy gone out as far as it has. Never have people been so unprepared for this new season. And, you know, many people will find themselves transitioning out of careers or daytime activities that have had a life unto themselves. So knowing that it takes that village, and we want to look at who you're surrounding yourself with, whether it's a transition coach, a life coach, a retirement coach, they're out there. And financial advisors that will work alongside them and financial therapists if need be. And I also think it's really important for people to look at the new people that are finding their way into your life. When people rewire, you may move, you may find yourself in different social settings. And I think that, again, finding yourself like-minded people. In my personal life, we like to hang out with people who are okay doing potlucks and playing games.
Yeah.
And I know that there's a large group of people out there that just want to meet and go out to restaurants and order the biggest bottle of wine. That doesn't fit for who I am. I might be able to afford it. That's not the question. But in my mind, it isn't. I'm not living in my financial integrity or authenticity if just because I can go spend that kind of money, I do it, because it's not going to resonate with my soul. So building your tribe of people who are like-minded and who are enjoying the same types of things that you enjoy, who are looking at, you know, are you getting involved in volunteer organizations around town? And what speaks to your definition of success and true prosperity?
Yeah, I think that is so important. And I know we're running out of time today, but I think that's a great note to end on. How about you?
That works good to me. Build your tribe.
Yep. Surround yourself with people that understand you and are like-minded. I think that's a great way to live life. All right, Danielle, thank you so much for your time today.
You are welcome, Eric. I invite people to check out our 8-week retirement e-course that we have going on now. You can take this from the comfort of your own home in your pajamas at whatever time of day or night works for you. You can start these conversations with the people in your life, significant others sitting across at the breakfast table from you. Can I call us if it's appropriate for you to drill down on the specifics of your situation? You can find what we do in a journey of financial health on our website, wealthbydesign4u.com. And you can find the e-course at DanielleHoward4u.com.
All right, that is great. And I hope a lot of people that are listening to this will be reaching out, because we are well into 2019 now and there's no better time to start. So thanks again, Danielle. I appreciate your time.
Thank you. Keep me posted and come up and visit the valley, the water on the Roaring Fork River.
That sounds really good to me. And thank you all for listening to the Wealth Done Differently Retirement Podcast with Danielle Howard. If you have not subscribed to the podcast yet, please click the subscribe now button below. This way, when Danielle comes out with a new podcast, it'll show up directly on your listening device. This makes it much easier to share these podcasts with your friends and family. And if it's time for that conversation and you're a little shy about bringing it up, just give this podcast to your significant other. Make them listen to it. Say, hey, there's some pretty good information in here. We should listen to it, or listen to it together. That's even better. Again, thank you for listening today. For everyone at Wealth Done Differently Retirement, this is Eric Johnson reminding you to live your best day every day. And we'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Wealth Done Differently Retirement Podcast. Click the subscribe button below to be notified when new episodes become available. The information covered and posted represents the views and opinions of the guest and does not necessarily represent the views or opinions of Wealth by Design, LLC. The content has been made available for informational and educational purposes only. The content is not intended to be a substitute for professional investing advice. Always seek the advice of your financial advisor or other qualified service provider with any questions you may have regarding your investment planning. Danielle Howard, Certified Financial Planner, is an investment advisor representative of Cambridge Investment Research Advisors, a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research, Inc., a broker-dealer, member FINRA/SIPC. Cambridge and Wealth by Design, LLC are not affiliated.